This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Cleanup crews say they have raked and scooped and mopped up about 7,700 gallons of oil from the spill that shut down a 9-mile stretch of beach up near Santa Barbara, California. All in all, about 21,000 gallons of that spill, a fifth or so of what actually came out of the pipeline, made it into the ocean. California Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency, as you have probably heard, but this is not, unfortunately, the first spill near Santa Barbara. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports on the environmental legacy of a much bigger spill in almost exactly the same spot back in 1969.
Santa Barbara was the site of the world's first offshore oil drilling back in 1896. In 1969, it was also the site of our nation's biggest oil spill up to that point, when some 3 million gallons spewed from an offshore rig.
I think it's seared in the memories of all of us who grew up here in Southern California. And I think it was seared in the consciousness of most Americans.
Zev Yaroslavsky is a former Los Angeles County supervisor. Given the value of the Santa Barbara coast as an environmental and economic resource, drilling for oil there didn't make sense in 1969, he says, and it doesn't today.
You can get oil in a lot of places. You cannot get more beaches. You cannot get more marine life.
The 1969 spill, along with the burning of the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland, essentially gave birth to the modern environmental movement and the creation of groups like the Natural Resources Defense Council a year later. Joel Reynolds is the Western Director of the NRDC.
It led to the drafting and enactment of a whole series of federal environmental laws that today we take for granted, like the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Coastal Zone Management Act, and on and on and on.
Reynolds says it's unfortunate that the lessons of the first spill still haven't been learned.
My immediate reaction was not again.
This week's spill is much smaller than the one in 1969, which itself is much smaller than the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico 5 years ago. But more drilling is on the way. Earlier this year, the Obama administration announced plans to issue new oil and gas leases along the Southeast Atlantic coast starting in 2017. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.